U.S. spending. What exactly is the U.S. relationship with other countries where treaties are involved and contributions have to be made? There is a lot of this in the news lately, and some say we are only paying our fair share and others say we are being taken advantage of. I guess we should begin by looking at our contributions to the United Nations and what others are paying. There has been so much controversy over the United Nations from time to time, we should examine what we are paying. It doesn't help the image of the United Nations when UN representatives who have diplomatic immunity do things others would be arrested for. Many also park their cars anywhere on the streets of New York without regard for traffic congestion. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, the United States was funding 20% of the entire budget of the United Nations in 2016. That came to $10 billion. There are 193 members in the United Nations, and each member has an assessed contribution, and our is by far the biggest. Costs are divided among different administrative costs and some programs, and the United States paid between 22% and 28% of the program costs. These funds are also used for the International Atomic Energy Agency and the World Trade Organization. There are also programs which require voluntary contributions to keep them going, such as the United Nations Children's Fund known as UNICEF and the World Food Program known as WFP. We voluntarily contributed $6 billion to the UN and paid $4 billion for our assessment. According to the website Factly, Japan contributed 9.68% of its gross domestic income or GDI to the UN, China 7.91%, Germany 6.389%, France 4.859%, the United Kingdom 4.463%, and Brazil 3.823%. These are the six highest contributors outside of the United States. Factly claims the United States pays more than the 20% quoted above, and the figure is really 22%. The point is twofold. First, are we paying for bloat where people from foreign countries are getting cushy jobs with little or no accomplishments? And second, are we paying too much? I can't help but think both are true. I think eventually we will see our contributions go down. They have been reduced first in 2017 by $285 million and the same in 2018. This is a start, but it doesn't go far enough. There has been a lot said about NATO lately. NATO stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Members of the organization signed a pact which states if one of the NATO countries is attacked, it is an attack against all and all will respond. This was great when it was first formed in 1949. The founding member states of NATO are Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Later other countries joined. They were Greece, Turkey, West Germany, Spain, then the reunified Germany, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, Albania, Croatia, Montenegro, Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Albania. Russia was turned down. Whether you think we should be protecting these countries or not is for a different discussion. I am interested in the NATO budget right now. Recently, the president announced he has gotten all the NATO partners to promise to pay their 2% of their annual GDP. In 2016, NATO spent $920 billion on defense, and guess who paid most of it? We did, to the tune of 70%, according to the Council on Foreign Relations. This makes us the world's biggest suckers. No wonder the president wants to reduce our payments. There is no doubt we have to lower these payments and get them to be much fairer. Why should the US, which is in debt up to its eyeballs, be paying for the rest of the NATO members? I am not saying they all are ducking their payments, but many must be. When we figure foreign aid, there are two ways to figure the amounts out. One way logically is who gives the most money, the other way is what country gives the biggest percentage of its GDP. There is no doubt the United States gave the most publicly, about $50 billion, but some say there was far more given secretly to some countries. We may never know the extent of the true amount of the aid we give, according to some people. As of 2016, the most generous countries in order of their monetary donations were the United States, Germany, the UK, France, Japan, Sweden, the Netherlands, Norway, Canada, and the UA. If we look at the most generous countries by percentage of gross national income, we see something different. They are in order of their donations: Sweden, UA, Norway, Luxembourg, Denmark, the Netherlands, UK, Finland, Turkey, Switzerland, and Germany. Does this mean we should be giving more, or we are just hiding a lot of our donations? There is no doubt the United States spends a lot of money in its endeavors which is not counted. Take for example all the money we sent to Iraq and Afghanistan, and much of it disappeared. I don't believe this was counted as aid, but I guess I could be wrong. We are good at giving away money and losing track of it. Nothing proves this more than the deficit in our military budget. There is said to be $21 trillion unaccounted for. A lot of people believe it was really used for a secret space program, among other things, but even if it was, it represents unparalleled secrecy and incredible lack of control over spending. It is time we managed all our spending in every area and hold people accountable for what they spend. How do we know these huge deficits are not caused by theft? We don't, and sadly they have been going on for more than a generation. President Kennedy said free countries abhor secrecy, and we have more of it in this country lately than we have ever had. Politicians think it is okay to hide every important thing they do, and many times it is because they know what they are doing is against the will of the American people. We have to start by not letting other countries take advantage of us, rein in the secret military spending, and spend money wisely. Can you imagine if you ran your home's budget the way the government runs its budget? You would be bankrupt in no time. If some of our spending came to light, I am sure it would be stopped immediately. We also have to stop this absurd passion to make everything secret and kept it from the public.